Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bav Metzia Daf Nun Bet Amud Bet, examining the very end of Mishnah Vav that we took a look at in the previous podcast, and then going from there. And the last line of Mishnah Vav was that this slightly inferior coin can be used for Pidyon Maser Sheni, because Eino Ela Nefesh Ra'ah, meaning the person who would refuse to take it is simply stingy, and therefore it really is a good coin. All right, so let's take a look. Amar Papa Shramina Haiman de Mokim Azuzei. So you could see from here that somebody who is very exacting about what they'll take and won't take anything less than a perfect coin, Mikri Nefesh Ra'ah. No, we refer to them as a Nefesh Ra'ah. It doesn't have any practical implications, but that's how we think of them. But that's, of course, only if it's a coin that is accepted. If it's a coin that's not accepted, then there's no reason he should accept it. Now, Messiah Leila Chizkia, this supports Chizkia, Damar Chizkia, Balaforta, Porta B'Shavya. Now, this Messiah Leila Chizkia refers to the Mishnah. Chizkia said that if you want to make change from your Maser Sheni coin, then Porta B'Shavya, you do it based on the real value of the coin. If you want to use the coin to redeem Maser Sheni, then you redeem it as, right now, Biafeh, we think, means as a fully good coin. Now, Maika Amar, all that Chizkia said there that is supporting us is that you can take this slightly deficient coin and use it for Pidyon Maser Sheni. Now, Maika Amar, what did Chizkia say? Hachik Amar, Alpik Shabala Forta Porta B'Shovya, even though if you're going to make change, you make change based on the actual value, kshuhu machala, machala biafet. If you're going to redeem on it, you redeem it as if it's a fully good coin. So Chizkia believes that we can degrade Maser Sheni and take advantage of it by redeeming it on a coin that's not really the value of what we're redeeming. Let's say you have Maser Sheni, which itself doesn't have a Shavah Pruta. Right? So what you can do is you could say that this Maser Sheni and its Chomesh, which of course you have to add in if you're redeeming your own fruit, is Mechulal on earlier coins. Why? Because the notion is that when you redeemed earlier on some coins, the assumption is that you did not redeem as per the full value, you redeemed over value. Meaning, let's say you had $10 worth of stuff, and so with the Chomesh it's $12.50, you would have redeemed that on a $15 worth of coins. Because you're always going to overestimate. And since you can't do it exactly, it's overestimating. Therefore, we always assume that any coins used for Maser Sheni have a little bit left in them that hasn't been used, and therefore you could take this small bit of fruit that's less than a Shavah Pruta and redeem it on what's left there, which means that Chizkiah says you always have to, when you redeem, either redeem at the proper value or overvalue. So how could you undervalue? How could you say Biafeh? So my Biafeh, we have to reinterpret Biafeh differently. But Torat Yafeh, meaning you have to redeem it perfectly, meaning the Trei Zilil Mazal Zalinen Bey. In other words, you cannot redeem it at its lower value as if it had a full value, but rather the opposite. You have to redeem it really at its proper value, which means if I have $10 worth of fruit and I have a $15 coin, but the $15 coin has been diminished, so it's really only worth $9 now, I can't use it to redeem, even though it's really it originally was a $15 coin. Okay, why? The Trei Zilil Mazal Zalinen Bey. We don't do two degradations to Maser Sheni. It's bad enough that we're using a deficient coin, but to use a deficient coin and pretend that it has the original value, that we won't do. Okay, Gufa, let's look at Chizkiah's statement. Amar Chizkiah, Maser Sheni, She'in Bo Shavah Pruta, Omer Huvachum Shomuchal Motor Rishonot. She'ev Shal Adam Samsei Ma'otav. That's Chizkiah's ruling. We already saw it. Meitaveh, here's a challenge. A true Mavik, this is the beginning of the second parak of Bikurim, which creates an entire matrix of all of the different Matno Kahuna, Truman, Bikurim, Maser Sheni, and Maser Rishon, Truman, Maser, and compares them all to each other as far as this unique halachot and ways in which they're paired up. So the first one is how Truman, Bikurim are different than Maser Sheni, and as we'll see a little bit later in the development of the Gemara, these are all chumrot of Truman, Bikurim relative to Maser Sheni. Bikurim chayavin alayin mitah. The first thing is that if a non-Kohen eats it, it's chayav mitah. The chomesh. Second thing is that you're chayev a chomesh, the fine of a fifth, if you ate it b'shogeg, a non-coin, v'asurim lazarim. Now those three things all hang together. the fact that Trumim Bikurim can only be eaten by Kohanim, and therefore, if a non-Kohen eats it, there are consequences, whether B'Shogeg a fifth or B'Mezid Mita B'Dei Shamayim, good, V'Hen Nichsei Kohen, they belong to the Kohen, he can use them for things, and for instance, he can Mekadish a woman with them, V'Olim Be'Echad Umeya, this is the one that we're concerned with, that if a some Truma or Bikurim got mixed up with the same sort of stuff, which is Chulin, if there's 100 times as much of the Truma or Bikurim, then you just take one out, or let's say two apples fell into 300 apples, then you pull any two apples out, say those are the Truma apples, and then the rest is Chulin. U'tu'unin rechitzat yadayim. You have to have yadayim before eating Truma Bikurim. V'harav shemesh. Meaning a tful yom can't eat them. If somebody was tamei, he has to go to the mikveh and then wait till nightfall to eat truma or bikurim. Elu b'truma bikurim, asher ein ken b'maser. And this, the Mishnah says explicitly, none of these things is true about maser sheni. Now, my asher ein ken b'maser, la michal d'maser batel b'ruba, doesn't it mean that maser sheni is batel b'rov? Meaning that if you have two things of chulin, one thing of maser, and that's all min b'mino, you can't tell them apart, that it's all batel and it's all chulin. Now, v'im'ita d'chizkiah, but if you accept Chizkiah's notion that whenever you have a small amount of maser sheni, you can always be machal on other coins because the other coins have some room left, so if that's the case, then this little bit of maser sheni is a dover sheish lamatirin. And the basic principle is we're never mevatel something that could be fixed. So therefore, for instance, if some milk falls into chicken soup, there's no way to be matir it, and therefore we employ the rules of bitul, so shishim, iri, etc. Okay, if truma falls into chulin, there's no way to make this entire thing mutter, because you can't fix truma. And therefore, if bitul works, bitul works. If not, then the whole thing's truma, and you sell it, etc. However, if maser sheni can be redeemed, even if it's a small amount, less than shabbat pruta, then why would maser sheni be batel barov? You can always fix maser sheni. Because what's the rule? Chol davar sheish lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batel. Anything that's davar sheish lo matirin is never batel. So for instance, chametz is never batel. One of the reasons is because after Pesach it's mutter. And the notion is, ad sha'ata ochlo be'isur ata ochleyo be'heter. Why now employ bitul? A week later, or after chilul or whatever process, you could do it be'heter. Now, umimai demashen kem maser debatel beruba. But wait a second, let's look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Trum bikurim are olim bechad v'meya, which is not true about maser. How do you know that means maser is more lenient, and it's batel barov? By the way, once it's not batel barov, once you need more, then the next place you're going to go is 100. And after 100, the next place you're going to go is none. It's never batel. Because within the world of trumot to maser, that's basically your choices. So dilma lo batel klal. So maybe the point is that trum bikurim are batel v'meya. Maybe maser sheni is never batel, because of this exact reason. You could always fix it. So lo matzik damartachi, you can't interpret the Mishnah that way. Why? To the gamay truma chumay truma ktani. The Mishnah is listing only the chumrot of truma. Kulay truma lo ktani. It's not listing things in which truma is kal, that it has bitul b'echad b'meya, and maaser sheni is no bitul at all. That would be a leniency of truma, and that's not what's listed here. Hai v'hakatani v'hein nichse kohen. What are you talking about? The Mishnah said that truma is nichse kohen. That seems to be a kula. So lo sakadaitach, the tanya behedya maaser sheni batul beruba. That may be true in the Mishnah, but it's not true about bitul, because we have an explicit teaching that says maaser sheni is batul berov, as all things d'oraita, which are min b'mino, which is not mixed together substance-wise, are batul berov. Now, uve is a maaser sheni amru, which maaser sheni are we talking about? A maaser she'ein bo shava pruta, v'shenichnas l'Yerushalayim v'yatsa. That, and we're going to deal with that for the rest of the podcast, with that statement. What maser sheni is it that's batel barov? Maser sheni that doesn't have shavar pruta, and maser sheni that went into Yerushalayim and then left. Now, one note about maser sheni. If you have maser sheni fruit, you're supposed to take it to Yerushalayim or redeem it for coins, take the coins to Yerushalayim, and then celebrate by buying good food with them, etc. What happens if you take the fruit into Yerushalayim? It's not allowed to leave. The mechitzot are kolate. We'll see more about that a little later. They retain, they hold the maser sheni. You can't take it out anymore. So if you have maser sheni that went into Yerushalayim and already left Yerushalayim, then we say that's maser sheni that is batel barov. Now, v'im'ita l'chizkiah, so we go back to Chizkiah. If Chizkiah is right, that you can be mechala maser sheni that's less than shavar pruta by using a coin that was already used, because there's a little left on it, Why don't you just do what Chizkiah said and machal it on Malta Rishonot? In other words, you said that one of the kinds of Master Sheni that's Batal Barov is Master Sheni Moshe Pruta. The notion is because there's no way to fix it. But according to Chizkiah, there is a way to fix it. So Chizkiah has been disproved. The answer is the Lo Parik. No, it could be a case where you didn't redeem any other Master Sheni, so you don't have a coin around to add this to. Oh, so now Venetim Master Deedle. So I'll bring some other Master. Venet Starfinu. And put them together. In other words, you've got your Master Sheni. That's Pachal Mishara Pruta, they got mixed up with other stuff, and your Master Sheni, that's Pachal Mishara Pruta, and you've got this other Master Sheni that you're bringing in, bring it all together, and redeem it. The answer is Doraita Rabbanan Lo Mitztarfi. The new stuff you're bringing is Master Sheni Doraita. This stuff that's now a Tarovet, a mixed thing, is a Darabanan, because Midoraita Chad Betray Bato. So therefore, they can't be Mitztarif, so the stuff that you're trying to fix can't get fixed anyways. Venete Dmai, so why don't you bring some Dmai? You know, there's Master Sheni of Dmai, which is also Durabanan, and this mixture, and together, both Durabanans, let it mix up. The answer is, Dilma'ati Latuye Vadai, because maybe if you do that, next time you'll bring some Vadai and mix it together, and it won't work. V'netishtei Prutot Anachal Alayu Masa Pruto Mechza, Chalhai Alhai Echitera. So remember, we just said that you didn't have a coin that you had used earlier. So create it. Bring fruit that's worth, let's say, a Pruta and a half. And we machal it on two prutot, and then the second pruta has some room left over for this one. So misar a pruta machza tafasta tafsa shte prutot. But you think that when you have a pruta and a half of fruit, that it goes on to it immediately attaches to one pruta, and then the other pruta becomes kodesh, and then there's room left over. Lo pruta tafsa pruta. One pruta grabs a pruta, but chatzi pruta lo tafsa. But the other thing is half a pruta doesn't do anything. Which means you've got one coin that's Master Sheni and another one that's nothing. So you've got no room to be Mechal at any yet. How do I have a Doraita Drabanan? And then you have the same problem, which is Doraita Drabanan. Doraita Drabanan, Mamit Starfi. Okay, Veneta Isar. So bring a bigger coin. Bring a bigger coin, like an Isar. Redeem the stuff that you have, which is Doraita on it. And then you have a little room left over. And then you can add your Master Sheni onto that and redeem it. And therefore, there's no reason. In other words, again, we're pushing at Chizkiah. Because Chizkiah said the rule that you could redeem Pachot Mishava Pruta on this coin because there's enough left over from the previous thing because, you know, people are generous when they redeem Master Sheni and therefore they left something over. But if that's the case, how come if you have Master Sheni, Pachot Mishava Pruta, you can't redeem it in this case? The answer is because even though you're right, the Isra would be a solution, next time you might bring Prutot and you'll be back to square one. So that won't work. Okay, as long as we've seen why Chizkiah could still be accurate against all of these possibilities. Chizkiah could still be right, but if you don't already have a coin, there's no way to manufacture it because of all of these concerns or considerations. Now, the second thing in that Braita that says what Master Sheni is it that's Batel Barov? The second example was Shnichnasu Shalim V'Yatza. We ask again, Vamai, why can't you redeem that? V'lehadav Ne'ale, bring it back in Yerushalayim. The answer is Bishanitma. So in other words, if you have Master Sheni that was in Yerushalayim and then you took it out, so bring it back. So the answer is it became Tame. Now if a Nifer case, so then redeem it. Tamar Abalaz. I mean, I'm a Master Sheni Shanitma, Shapodino To. How do I know that if Master Sheni became Tame, you can redeem it? Afil Bishalayim, even in Yerushalayim, you can still redeem it. Normally you cannot be Bode Master Sheni in Yerushalayim, but if it became Tame, you can, according to Abalaz. Why? Shinemar, Kilo Tuchal Se To. The Torah says that you could redeem Master Sheni up in the Golan, wherever you are, if you can't carry it. But he's interpreting kulo tuchal se'eto means if you can't eat it, meaning even if you're lying, but you can't eat it because it's tameh, you could still redeem it. Ve'en se'et al achila. How do I know that? Because the word se'et may refer to eating. Shinemar, v'aysa mas'ot me'et panav. This is when Yosef feeds his brothers and he gives them food. Ella, he says, therefore, are that ruling that says Master Sheni that went out of Yerushalayim can't be redeemed, and therefore it's batel barov, can't be referring to food. Ella b'lakuach because of Master Sheni. It has to be that you had Master Sheni money. You went into Yerushalayim, bought something, and you took the money, and then the money went out of Yerushalayim. You had the money, you went to Yerushalayim, you bought fruit, you bought meat, whatever it is, and then you went outside with that and took it outside. Well, so redeem that too. Did not Master Sheni The Mishnah in Master Sheni says that if you bought something with the money of Master Sheni and that thing became Tomei, because you have to eat Master Sheni with Tahara, redeem it. So you redeem it again. The answer is Rabbi Yehuda. It follows Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Yikaver. In that same Mishnah, he says, no, it has to be buried. He can't redeem it again. So Rabbi Yehuda, my ear yatsa. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, then why do you have to create a situation where it left town? According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it was in town, you came into Yerushalayim with your money, you bought some meat, and you're about to sit down the meat, and the meat became tameh, even you never left Yerushalayim, never took the meat out of Yerushalayim, you still have to bury it, and you cannot eat it. So the answer is, afilo yatsanami, leolam betahor, we have to go back and say that our circumstance is not betameh, we're talking about Maser Sheni, that never became tameh, and it left town, umayatsam, yatsah doesn't mean it left town, it means tenafu mechitzot. It was right at that point where the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. V'yamar Rava mechitza lachol doraita mechitzot liklot derabanan. Wait a second. Rava said that the fact that you have to be inside the walls in order to eat Maser Sheni, that's doraita. But the fact that any food that's inside the walls is now caught and can't leave Yerushalayim, that's a derabanan. And we think that v'chigazru derabanan ki tanan mechitzot, that many only made that rule when the walls are up, ki tanan mechitzot lagazru derabanan. They didn't make that rule when the walls are down. So therefore, if you walked in Yerushalayim with Maser Sheni food, and right at that point the walls were torn down, then we would assume that it's not kolate. And therefore, it's regular old Maser Sheni, and you could redeem it. Why is it batel barov? Again, it's dover sheish l'matirin. The answer is, lo plug rabbanon, b'nei tanon l'mechitzot, b'nei tanon l'mechitzot. The rabbanon were not mechalik between a situation where the walls are up and the very unlikely circumstance when the walls are down. All right? So that is all one way of responding and defending Chizkiah's ruling. That you could redeem Maser Sheni, which is less than Pachas Meshar Pruta, using that other coin, against both of these circumstances of Maser Sheni Shein Bo Pachas Meshar Pruta, and that's where you didn't have an earlier coin, and just now the issue of Maser Sheni Nichas Lushalim V'yatsa, meaning that it was Tahor the whole time. Yatsa doesn't mean it left the town, it means the town's no longer there, as it were. All right, we have a whole different direction of understanding. It was Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshet Chadaktani. The ruling that said what kind of Maser Sheni is Batel Barov is one circumstance, not two. Maser Sheni Shein Bo Shar Pruta Shenichnas L'Yerushalayim V'Yatza. Meaning, it's Maser Sheni worth less than a Shar Pruta that was in Yerushalayim and then left. So, bring it back to Yerushalayim and eat it. So, Nafo Mechitzot. We're talking about, again, a situation where, in the meantime, the walls had fallen. V'Nifrake, why don't you redeem it? The answer is Hamarav Machitza Lachol the right machitza the cloth Rabbanon. We already saw this, Chigaz Rabbanon, Kitana Machitza, Kitana Machitza Lagaz Rabbanon. So we assume that Rava's ruling that Machitza Liklot is the Rabbanon, meaning the fact that the walls of Yerushalayim retain the Maser and don't allow you to go out with them is a Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon probably only made that Gzerah when the walls are up. If the walls are down, why can't you redeem it? The answer is again Lo Plug Rabbanon. They didn't distinguish, and they said the rules always apply. If that's the case, then why, according to Rav Sheshet, it's all one case, why are we talking about Maser Sheni that is less than Shavar Pruta? Even if it's Maser Sheni that has a lot of stuff to it. If it's that's a situation where you have it in Yerushalayim and the walls fell down, so even if it's a lot of Maser Sheni, you still can't redeem it. So the answer is, you're right, we're trying to teach a bigger Chiddush. Certainly, if it has a lot, if it has more than a Shavar Pruta, the Mechitzot grabbed it. I might think that Maser Sheni, that's less than a Shavar Pruta, even though when Yerushalayim, the walls didn't retain it because it doesn't have any substance to it. And therefore, if you took it out, that's okay, and you could bring it back in and eat it, and you could, and you wouldn't have to worry about it, or you could redeem it. The answer is Kamash Malan. Therefore, it teaches that even if it doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, the Mechitzot still were collate. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick up a further analysis of issues of Maser Sheni on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet, and the next two podcasts will ultimately bring us. The next podcast will ultimately bring us to the end of this discussion on Daf Nun Hay Amud Aleph. Everybody should have a wonderful day.